Ask Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Ancillary team, thank you for your wonderful work. It is you who we trust and turn to better understand these things. This morning, somebody sent us the blown message off of Facebook, and it was very alarming. It states the tax reform bill that just passed the House will remove deductions from small businesses such as advertising, continuing education. There's a long list. It goes on to suggest that folks call their senators. Is this true? It is astonishing to think that it passed the House. Do you know if this is accurate? Hi, Catherine. Here's more. Below is another post someone forwarded, which states the following deductions have also been removed: state taxes paid, mortgage interest, student loan deduction, medical expenses. If this is true, not good. Okay, so I strongly recommend you listen to the interview. First of all, the small business description is not accurate. What was lost in the House was employee deductions. There's some deductions lost for small business, but the long list is really employee deductions. If you're deducting on your personal taxes related to a business, where deductions are lost on small business or business, lower rates are expected to offset. And there's some really interesting things that are pretty delicious, like 5 years for expensing equipment instead of having to amortize it. Where the big bite is going to come, there are a couple places where there's a big bite. As I said before, state and local income tax deduction will probably be lost. Property taxes above $10,000 a year, so if you're in a high-cost area, that's going to bite. And mortgages above $500,000, so that's going to bite if you've got a big jumbo mortgage. What I don't know will come out of the sausage factory is where they'll come out on student loans. They had cut the student loan interest exemption and had cut the tuition waiver for graduate students who in exchange for their work get free tuition, and that's very disturbing. But where they'll come out on the Senate, I don't know. There is significant relief on estate taxes, and that's going to be very valuable for small business people and farmers in middle America who've built up quite a net worth from the value of their businesses or the value of their real estate and land, and who will end up without those changes paying an enormous inflation tax, which to me is terribly unfair. So there's big relief coming on the estate taxes. So be careful how you look at the descriptions, and that's why I would really recommend you listen to the interview, because Patty goes with it through great care. The only place where I would be alarmed is I would be alarmed if I was impacted on the student loans. I'd hate to see that go through. If you're paying huge state and local income taxes and big property taxes, you know, I've seen people who have $25,000 to $50,000 or more property taxes, you're gonna, you know, this is gonna bite. I have a favorite subscriber who I refer to as Rebel Commander, who is in or near Ventura County, and I wanted to read some of the things he sent this week, because I'm very concerned about the fires in Ventura County. Waking up to two huge fires in Ventura County, the Santa Paula fire grew to 30,000 acres in just a few hours. It would usually take a full day or more for that kind of explosive growth to just a few hours. This is burning through hills and farmland and homes, similar to the Northern California fires of a month ago. It's not uncommon for fires to break out during a Santa Ana wind like we're having now, but to get to 30,000 acres in just a few hours, that I've never seen before. As always, living a free and inspired life. All the best, Rebel Commander. It's up to 46,000 acres now, started 9 hours ago. Waking up to bigger fires, some things are definitely odd about these fires, and some oddities shares with the Northern California fires. Firemen saying, I've never seen anything like this in 20 years. Always an interview blaming the winds that carry burning embers, quickly spreading fires that are 0% contained. Only certain homes and attractive homes burning while others completely untouched. Water planes and chopper grounded due to high winds. Never have seen this before. A huge high pressure system producing an 8-day Santa Ana wind event. 3 is normal. And one of the fires grew to 25,000 acres in 9 hours and then doubled in the subsequent 24 hours, meaning it grew much faster than every fire I've ever experienced here in California. Now a growing fire in upscale Brentwood, 405 completely closed. Disaster capitalism, Operation Phoenix, you could be right. All the best, dear Catherine, Rebel Commander. Anyway, I'm sending prayers. One of the people we work with closely is very near the fires, and I'm very concerned. Hi, Catherine and Solaria team. We ran across an article about Foodcoin and made us uneasy, a cryptocurrency for food. I told you they're going to try and connect food up with this stuff. It's definitely one of the things that that certain factions are angling for, in my opinion. We wanted to pass along a link and wonder if you know anything about this. I don't know anything about it, but I will check it out further, and I've forwarded it to some others. Thank you again for your excellent work. Then someone sent in an interview of Robert Dean, which I posted. Robert Dean is a whistleblower in the UFO area, former military and I think Homeland Security. Absolutely terrific man, and a great interview. It's up on the website. Hello, I'm sending a link for Catherine and the team's information about AI, the blockchain, and the recent announcement about Sophia being granted citizenship. Sophia is a robot who was granted citizenship in Saudi Arabia. At 1518 on the video, there are comments by a hacker who speculates that Bitcoin may have been created by AI for AI. Nope. Nope. He also states that the Saudis have invested heavily in Bitcoin farms and that they have connected AI or robots to the blockchain to farm Bitcoin. The reason they gave Sophia citizenship is because they will pay robots and thus have the rights to taxation for the Bitcoins that are created by the AI. It is further stated on the video that the EU is floating proposals to call robots electronic persons. The hacker and the creator of Sophia also explained that the robots are connected through a cloud that gives them immediate access to each other's learning. So they learn instantly from each other. Connecting robots to the blockchain means they have an unlimited network now that they will control. The hacker says the humans will not be able to crack their private codes once they are developed. Facebook already had to shut down its experiment with AI because it started writing its own language that Facebook could not control. Here's a link to the video. The total video is about 29 minutes. Yes, it's very creepy. AI, my concern about AI, not only can it go out of control, but it can also be used as a front where people can say, oh, it wasn't us that made that decision, it was the machines. So, one, yes, it can go out of control, but two, it can also be the perfect front. If you haven't read the great book review that Gore Skinner did about weapons of mass destruction by Kathy O'Neill, I strongly recommend it. It published about 4 or 5 weeks ago. My concern is obviously blockchain and cryptocurrency can highly centralize depending on how you do it. Believe it or not, a real problem first brought up by Elon Musk, but I agree with this. It gives mechanisms for interdimensional control, and that's very, very dangerous. So the reality is AI and its application is going to be accelerating dramatically over the next 10 years. I don't see any intelligent effort to really, certainly top down, to stop it or contain it. And so I think we're going to really struggle with this over the next 10 years. Also, you want to learn about quantum computing because we're going to create a class society. One group has quantum computers and AI financed with attacks on the general population through government policies or subsidy. And so we're going to be paying for it, and they're going to be using it to control us. And it's part of what's been creating the class society. And it's one of the reasons I'm so concerned about money being accessed through the federal budget outside the Constitution and the financial management laws, because we are giving them an infinite amount of money outside the law to create a class society because they have the technology and we don't, and we're funding it. So you got to shut off the money. I mean, it's very, very simple. So that's why if you read the last two wrap-ups, Enforce the Constitution and Control 101, hopefully you start to see why this issue of enforcing the appropriation clause and the financial management laws are so important. Because if we give them free capital to finance advanced technology that they can use to control us and we continue to finance it, you know, there's no way out of that box. You got to shut off the money. Hi, Catherine. As a student of your Solaria University, after almost a year of subscription, I'm seeing an area that connects to what you're addressing but have not addressed. And then they go into an example of the use of mental institutions as a sort of new kind of gulag in their area, and suggested I read a book. I don't know a lot about that subject. I stay as far away as I can from anything having to do with psychiatrists and mental illness. I certainly am not a follower of Scientology, but they've absolutely nailed the what's really going on with psychiatry in this country. Anyway, the subscriber recommended a book called The Mind Stealer: Psychosurgery and Mind Control. So I've purchased a copy, and I look forward to taking a look at it. I've certainly seen mental institutions used in a variety of funny ways for mind control programming or war on drugs. You know, the very same people who are bringing in the drugs and marketing the drugs to kids are then using the mental institutions to cycle the kids through, when the clear solution to the problem is just, you know, stop marketing drugs. Anyway, unfortunately, the use of our healthcare institutions, I'm afraid, is not always to create more health.